Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today, I wanted to talk about performance, and particularly performance as it's talked about in the Inner Game books by Tim Galway and others. And I recently had the opportunity to meet Tim, and I went on a one-day Inner Game course. And I met a guy there named Jeffrey Lipsius, and he had a book, and he was like, oh, have you seen my book? And I hadn't. He very kindly gave me a copy, and it was called Selling to the Point. And it was sort of a book on the inner game of sales. Now, if you've not heard of the inner game, in a really terrible nutshell, and I'm going to apologize to everybody involved in the field right now for simplifying it down to this, the implication of the inner game is that in any performance situation, there is an outer game, which is what you do, and there is an inner game, which is what's going on inside you, and that behind the inner game, there are two selves, self one and self two. And I don't even remember which self is the one that's the good performer. So I'm just going to call them, there's the performer and there's the instructor. And the performer is made to perform. In other words, there is a part of us that just naturally figures it out, that gets a feel for things and learns. It's that performer, that self, that learned to ride a bike. It's not the bit that kind of got the steps and, okay, you do this and you do that and you do this. It's the bit that moved its legs and moved the pedals and felt balance and suddenly just knew how to ride a bike. And the fundamental notion in the inner game is that your level of performance is a measure of potential. In other words, how good is it possible to be, minus interference? In other words, how much noise is there in the system? And within the inner game model, as I am massively oversimplifying it, interference is always a function of the instructor stepping in and trying to take over. The bit of your brain that could write a manual on how to ride a bike, trying to instruct the natural bike rider inside you on how to do it, the bit of you that knows all the correct arm angles for swimming, trying to teach the natural swimmer what to do. And the less interference there is from the instructor, the more the natural performer can just get a feel for it and adjust as it goes. Something you could try right now, depending on where you are and what you're doing, probably not if you're driving, is to just stand up if you're not standing on one leg. And close your eyes. And notice that if you try to tell yourself, now lean a bit right, lean a bit left, lean a bit forward, lean a bit back, you're probably going to fall over. But if you just stay with your body, it will find its balance. And the reason I brought up that Selling to the Point book is it's written like a story, like a little wisdom fiction book. And there's a scene in there where the inner game coach is talking to a softball pitcher. And he says to her, just let your arm do the pitching. And somehow that line for me really summed it up. And it's affected the way I've approached pretty much every performance situation since, is what could I pay attention to that will keep the instructor busy so that the performer, that bit of me, the natural learner, can step in. So in tennis, which is where Tim Galway first became famous, I know he sold over 1 million books. I don't know if they're all the tennis one, but in tennis, he had a simple notion, bounce hit. So he would work with his players to notice the bounce and notice the moment that the racket hit the ball. And that was just enough distraction to stop the controller, the bit of us that's always trying to get it right, and allow the natural player to play. I know for me, one of the first ways where I started to see it in tennis was noticing which way the ball was spinning. That by putting my attention on the spin of the ball, it distracted that part of me that was trying to be good long enough for the part of me that actually can be good to play. When I lift weights, since I sort of heard that idea of let your arm do the pitching, I kind of figure, well, my body can do the lifting. So where can I put my head so that it doesn't get in the way? Because performance is a measure of potential minus interference. And so it's different each time, but I've noticed if I pay attention to trying to keep the barbell completely level. And so with each repetition, I'm just paying attention to, is the barbell level? How level is it? Or sometimes I'll pay attention to, I wonder if I can hit the same spot on my, on the writing on my t-shirt every time I do a curl. And it's not that this is the right way to do it. It's that when you start to realize that the only thing getting in the way of your best performance is you, it starts becoming really kind of fun to find new ways of getting yourself out of the way. And so with this one, I'm gonna kind of give you a piece of homework. And so you can wait for the next performance situation you find yourself in, if you are a golfer or a tennis player, or even if you play ping pong or any kind of sport, it's kind of easy. But if nothing else, just scrunch up some old paper and find yourself a little recycling wastebasket and play a little trash can ball, right? Just maybe get 10 balls and throw them in the basket. And notice how you do it the first time. And you'll probably notice yourself talking to yourself. You'll notice yourself instructing yourself. You'll notice yourself trying to get the ball in the basket. And then do that once. And then the second time, put your attention somewhere else. Maybe put your attention on how relaxed can you be on each attempt. Maybe you can put your attention on how even is your breathing. Maybe you can put your attention on the exact moment where you release the ball, the piece of paper. Maybe you'll find something completely different to put your attention on. But watch what happens when you let your body shoot the basket, when you let your arm do the pitching, when you let the natural performer within you do what it is made to do and get yourself out of the way. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring. I'll talk to you soon.